Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Planned Parenthood has filed a lawsuit in federal court in San Francisco against Susan Merritt and also David DeLayden, the two undercover investigators that revealed the sale of body parts going on within Planned Parenthood abortion clinics. Liberty Counsel has now filed a motion to dismiss these retaliatory lawsuits, trying to silence them. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. These cases here against David DeLayden and Sandra Susan Merritt, the client that we represent, are no doubt intended to silence them. They have filed a federal lawsuit in San Francisco, of all places, seeking millions of dollars in damages against both of these undercover investigators. And in fact, this is merely to silence them and make them go away. Liberty Counsel has now filed what's called an anti-SLAPP lawsuit or motion, because what they are trying to do is to stop free speech. And we're not about to stand by and let that happen. Matt?
Yeah, Matt. And beyond that, you know, we have a rich history in this country of our laws being in place to protect the whistleblower. When somebody blows the whistle on corruption or crime that is occurring, then the laws are in place to protect those individuals. And when the government, as we see here in this case and in other cases in Texas and elsewhere, when the government goes after individuals who are whistleblowers, or in this case, when a multi-billion dollar organization, Planned Parenthood, that is funded by the government and supported by the progressives in government, when they go after the whistleblower, that is clear retaliation. So what we see here is retaliation. The evidence is unequivocal. They caught Planned Parenthood cold-handed. Congress is investigating Planned Parenthood. They're looking into their illegal criminal sell of baby body parts here. And so they go after the individuals. Well, Sandra Merritt, she's not taking a single step back, is she?
No, she's not. In fact, in California and in other states, there are laws. This one is called a SLAPP law. It stands for Strategic Lawsuits Against Public Participation. Now, what is that? What happens oftentimes are these big corporations, they are faced with public critique. It could be a big developer that wants to develop a particular area, and the local individuals there resist and they want to point out why that development is not in the best interest of the community. Well, to silence them, these big corporations file lawsuits and they intimidate the little people. So California, like some other states, have passed what's called these SLAPP laws that allow people like Sandra Merritt to resist these kinds of SLAPP litigation. What we have here is what's called a SLAPP litigation. This is Planned Parenthood's attempt in this lawsuit to silence Sandra and David. There is no other reason for this. They say that they have lost $10 to $16 million in federal or taxpayer funding, and they want it to stop because it's not been very good for Planned Parenthood. And we have filed these motions to dismiss this case. Now, this is in San Francisco, so continue to pray for this because they chose this location, Holly, specifically so that it is very favorable to Planned Parenthood.
You know, guys, I think the reality of this really comes to light when you see the picture, the diagram of a baby, and they've got it sectioned off, and the price tags on each of the baby's organs that they're selling them for, as if they're a cow or a chicken. And so, you know, talk about the sanctity of life and the reality of what's really going on. What they're really trying to cover up is atrocious.
Yeah, there's been some photographs of a baby. I don't know who made that, but it really illustrates the point that a certain body part goes for a certain amount of money. So a heart, a lung, a brain, other parts of the body, they are more or less valuable to the buyer. And so what they've done is they've looked at baby body parts as a monetary way to make more money. So they're making money on the front end by killing the child. In some cases, they're killing the child in a way to save certain body parts, so they're not crushing certain things. So they're trying to bring the baby out more intact in some cases so that they can then sell that dead baby's body parts to make more money.
It's as if you wouldn't take your three-year-old child in there and say, well, I'm going to sell this child's arm to make
now,
some money.
How much
money,
is this? How much is my child's arm or fingers or how much is my child's eye worth? Let's parcel up my child. That's exactly what Planned Parenthood is doing.
Well, and not just speculative, Matt. I mean, they caught them red-handed on video. You recall just one of the videos. They have hours and hours and hours of footage here that they've released all the footage. You hear the talking point from even media types saying, oh, this was selectively edited. Nonsense. You have, for instance, the Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains. Don't forget, Vice President, the medical director, Dr. Savita Ginde. You remember her talking in plain, clear English about selling fetal body parts, how much they bring, going in and actually showing the babies. You see the little arms, you see these little dismembered babies, and they're talking about how much, and then she laughs at one point. She says, it's a baby. And then the assistant there says, and another boy. Remember, he joked about it as this dismembered, tortured baby is laying there, and they're talking about how much money they're going to get for hawking, you know, brains, how much money they're going to get for selling, you know, the kidneys and all these different parts. It's absolutely,
you know,
Nazi-esque.
When's the last time you looked at an animal and said that it's a boy or it's a girl? I mean, we use those terms for humans,
right,
not for animals, and certainly not for vegetation. So obviously they are recognizing this as human, and they're laughing about it.
But they become so jaded to the value of life that they're just treating them like they're a piece of livestock or something.
Well, it really helps you to understand in a perverted way how we can see the degradation of the Nazis, how they go from everyday people to ultimately brutally killing people and photographing what they're doing and then callously talking about it. That's exactly what Planned Parenthood has done since 1973, when abortion has ultimately been ruled on by the United States Supreme Court and said that it's legal, which is a joke. That has ultimately resulted in a calloused position of people who now look at babies as just body parts. These are individual human beings, and they are brutally, savagely butchering them as bad as ISIS is doing to the people over in the Middle East.
I mean, a bald eagle has more rights in this country than an unborn child.
It's insane. And Matt, you mentioned Nazi Germany. Don't forget what Dietrich Bonhoeffer said. He said, quote, and Dietrich Bonhoeffer, of course, was the pastor in Germany who took part in the plot to assassinate Adolf Hitler to try to save Jewish lives as they were being slaughtered. He said, quote, silence in the face of evil is evil itself. God will not hold us guiltless. Not to speak is to speak. Not to act is to act. And Sandra Merritt, David DeLaden, and the Center for Medical Progress, they held this to heart. They spoke. They acted. They exposed these crimes. And now that it's fitting to call it a slap lawsuit. Planned Parenthood is trying to slap them for having done so.
That's exactly what they're doing. Well, if it weren't for Liberty Counsel representing Sandra Merritt, she would be stuck in a federal court in San Francisco in a hostile environment against a very well-financed Planned Parenthood. It's financed because of the blood of children and mothers and families. That's the fuel that ultimately is the fuel for Planned Parenthood's organization. And we're going to stand up. Liberty Counsel is on the front lines leading the charge to just simply enact common sense laws across the country in over 21 states. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Continue to pray for Susan, Sandra. She is a wonderful individual. She was a person who did not want to be in this limelight, but she felt God convicting her to bring this to light. And she was brave enough to go undercover right into the heart of the beast, and to video and to release to the world the atrocities that are going on in these Planned Parenthood abortion clinics. And now, of course, they are coming after her with everything. She stands to lose everything, and that's why we need to pray for her courage, pray for her family, pray for her protection. And pray for us as we're continuing to represent Sandra. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. You can stand with us as we're standing with Sandra. This case is going to take a lot of expense and litigation to defend. Go to Liberty Counsel's website to support Liberty Counsel Ministry with your tax-deductible contributions. You can go online, lc.org, or call us at 407-875-1776. Call us or go online to support the Ministry of Liberty Counsel.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website is lc.org. Become an active partner with Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.